I have a confession to make. I'm a junkie. A Bible junkie. It all started. I was sitting in the park. I saw a little black book underneath the bench, and I picked it up and thumbed through it. It was a pocket-sized New Testament. I thumbed through it some more, and then I did it. I read a verse. Don't ask me why, because Lord knows I didn't want to. But I read a verse. It was in Matthew, and within a couple of days, I was through Mark and Luke and heading towards John. That was just the start, though. I went on to bigger things. I read a full King James with concordance. I went out and I got about 8 different Bibles and I stashed them everywhere. My drawers, my car, the water cooler at work. I couldn't get through the day without the word. That's attic slang for the Bible. Well, I was doing okay, and then one weekend I did it. I went up to the mountains and I forgot my Bible. It's hard to talk about now. I got the shakes, and I broke out in a cold sweat. I might not have made it if I hadn't found a Boy Scout who read me John 3:16 for 4 hours straight. Well, pretty soon my so-called friends found out about it. I mean, I was reading a lot, but I wasn't blind. All of a sudden, I didn't get invited to those kind of parties anymore. College newspaper voted me most likely to become a nun. Didn't bother me, though. Really didn't bother me until a couple of months ago, this girl I liked. Her dad said that he didn't want his daughter going out with my kind of guy. Yeah, my kind of guy. I mean, like I had a disease or something. I don't know how he found out. He must have seen my tracks. Didn't stop me, though. Just got me deeper into it. I started pushing. I started getting other people hooked. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I'm a real sicko. A real scum. Well, hey! I've been to doctors. And they couldn't help. They put me on dosages of awake. It put me to sleep. I didn't know where to turn. My friends couldn't help. My girl left me. Then one day I slowed down, and instead of just reading the Bible, I started believing it. And then, as if believing wasn't enough, I started living it. All of a sudden, I realized I didn't have a problem anymore. Because it didn't matter what my friends or my girl's dad or the doctors thought of me. All that matters is that Jesus loves me. And that right there is so neat. I'm proud not to be just a Bible junkie, but a Jesus junkie. I'm hooked, but I'm hooked on the real thing. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's me, JT, JTND.com. I'm helping Brad and Faith out here during this whole 100 episodes for Podcasting for Water, just like they took over my show after they stole the password. So, you know, turnabout. It happens. So anyway, I was very excited to be able to do this. I am a big fan of Brad and Faith's show, so being on it is kind of like an honor. I'm like, you know, introducing this special guest, Tim Conway, that's me. So I'm very excited about it. And it also gives me the chance to play music that I'm not going to play on my show because I already have. And it's some of my favorite music. So we are going to start right now by going back to the 80s. Yes, the 80s, before most of you, some of you, might have even been born. And I'm going to play what was one of the first Christian songs I ever heard. And here it is, the Altar Boys with Final Hour.
In the garden, you fell.
Talk about a flashback. I think I just grew a spontaneous mullet. Yeah, that was the Altar Boys with Final Hour. Now, before I go on with the music, and yeah, I've got music to go on with, I want to remind all of you about podcasting for water and how important it is that we give water and give life. So head on over to water.jesusgeek.info and give them the money. And come on, it's a dollar. Spend a dollar. Spend $5. Do whatever you can. Give whatever you can to water.jesusgeek.info. I mean, give water, give life. All right, let's get back to the music. I know how much Brad enjoys jumping up around and dancing, and he loves the harder music, so we're going to go with something that I think he'll really enjoy. Here is Eowyn with Silent Screams.
The Oh, I remember the first time. I mean, I tried to fit in, you know. I remember the first suit I ever had. You know, I think in my first album I called it a Dave Wilkerson suit. And I have to kind of illuminate on that a little bit. It was dark blue. And it was double everything. It was double knit, double vested, double breasted, double button, had 2-inch cuffs, 2 zippers on both pair of pants. You know, I'm telling you, it was a full dress suit. And I had all these evangelist accessories to go with it. You know, a white tie and a white belt and a pair of white buck shoes with Pat Boone's picture on the toe of each one. And you know, when I went and did my preacher lessons, I really put my heart into it, you know, and I spent a lot of time practicing doing the huhs, you know. You know what the huhs are. That, if you sit, some of you go to that, yeah, okay. The huhs, like if you were going to say punctuation, you know, like if you were going to say a period, you would say hi. And if you're going to say a question mark, you would say, how are you? Near. You know, and if you were going to say an exclamation point, you'd say, huh, you know, and if you're an evangelist, you say it, huh, you know, and you put a little body English with it because you want people to really believe what you're saying, you know, and so it comes out sort of like this. Well, bless God, huh, we're here tonight, huh, to talk about the love of God, huh, you know, and real impressive, you know. And then I also practiced doing the chicken walk a lot. And the chicken walk is after you do every seventh huh or so, you jump back from the pulpit and jerk all over to show people that you got the Spirit of God on you. And that goes like this. Well, bless God, huh? We're here tonight, huh? To talk about the love of God, huh? It's one of those things that's, it's one of those things that's real impressive. Now, don't get me wrong. If God gets you to doing stuff like that, you go ahead and do it. But if you have to practice it, you ain't got it. You know what I mean? And I had to practice it because I did not have it, you know. And I had that silly old preacher haircut, you know. It was sort of like comb cotton candy. I used 7 cans of hairspray on my head a day, you know. If I had a fallen down, my hair would have broken off, you know. It was a mess, you know. First time I ever tried to preach that way, it was a total flop. And I went home and I had to get hold of God to see what was happening, you know. And I got down on my knees to pray. Now, the reason I got down on my knees to pray was because things were going bad. If things were going good, I would have stood up to pray. Because the only time that you can really feel like standing up to pray is when things are cool. Because when things are bad and you're weighted down, that's when you hit the floor, you know. And also, I prayed a very simple prayer because when things are going bad, you never have time to pray them King James prayers. You know, you can only pray King James prayers standing up. You know what I mean? And you stand there and go, well, bless Goddeth. Hallelujah, Lordeth. We knoweth that thou arteth heareth, becauseth, Lordeth, you loveth thy childreneth, Lordeth. And you're just going to showereth us with a lot of blessingeth, thus Goddeth, praiseth youeth, in the heavenly places, thus Lordeth. You know, and I don't know. Maybe it would help if you held 4 marbles in your mouth when you prayed. Now, you can do all that when things are cool, but when things are bad, you just hit the floor and your prayer sounds something like this. God! Things were going so bad, when I got home, I hit the floor in the hall and slid into the bedroom. And I landed up against the bed with my elbows up on the bed, and I said, God, what are you doing wrong? And he looked down and he said, not me-eth, you-eth. I said, God, I thought I was doing your will. He said, no, you're not doing my will. You're doing your own will in my name. And I said, well, what's the difference, Lord? And he said, results. And you know what? He was right. He was right. I never did get results until I started doing what the Lord wanted me to do. And I never started getting results until I started operating the way the Lord wanted me to operate. And I never started getting results in my ministry until I started saying the things that the Lord wanted me to
do. Water. We drink it. We bathe in it. We wash our clothes in it. We need it to grow crops. We take it for granted, yet for 1.1 billion people in the world, clean water is a luxury. Unclean water threatens the lives of billions of people every day, but most of us listening to this don't know what life without clean water would be like. Something as simple as a public water fountain is an oddity to many people. We buy clean water in a bottle for $1, and that same dollar could give a person clean water for an entire year. I'm John Wilkerson, host of the Jesus Geek Podcast. Will you join me in raising funds to provide clean water to people who desperately need it? Please visit water.jesusgeek.info for more information on how you can change someone's life with just $1 a day. That's water.jesusgeek.info. Give water and give life.
Says to imitate Christ, why do you look so much like the world? 'Cause my Jesus bled and died. He spent his time with thieves and liars. He loved the poor and accosted the arrogant, so which one do you want to be? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Do we pray to be blessed with the wealth of this land? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Do we ache for another taste of this world of shifting sand? 'Cause my Jesus bled and died for my sins. He spent his time with thieves and sluts and liars. He loved the poor and the cost of the rich. So which one do you? Side, or fall down and worship at his holy feet, holy.
Pretty blue eyes and curly brown hair and a clear complexion is how you see him as he dies for your sins. But the word says he was battered and scarred. Did you miss that part? Sometimes I doubt we'd recognize him. 'Cause my Jesus bled and died. He spent his time with thieves and the least of these. He loved the poor and the cost and the comfortable. So which one do you want to be? 'Cause my Jesus would never be accepted in my church. The blood and dirt on his feet might stain the carpet, but he reaches for the hurting and despises the proud. And I think he'd prefer Beale Street to the stained glass crowd. And I know that he can't hear me if I cry out loud. I wanna be like my Jesus. I wanna be like my Jesus. I wanna be like my Jesus, yeah, yeah. I wanna be.
shout for American prosperity, but like my Jesus, you see, I'm tired of living for success and popularity. I wanna be like my Jesus, but I'm not sure what that means to be like you, Jesus. You said to live like you, to love like you, but then you died for me. Can I be like you, Jesus? I wanna be like you, Jesus. I wanna be like my Jesus.
And remember, everyone, give water, give life. I'm JT, and it's been my pleasure to be your host tonight. I bid you faith, I bid you hope, and I bid you love. But more than anything, I bid you love. Good night.